Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ageless Brain by Dale E. Bredesen, MD, presents a practical, science-driven roadmap for keeping the mind sharp across the lifespan. Building on the author's long-standing focus on brain health and neurodegeneration, the book frames cognitive decline not as a single problem with a single fix, but as a multi-factor process influenced by metabolism, inflammation, sleep, stress, toxins, infections, and nutrient status. Rather than offering generic advice, it emphasizes personalized strategies that match interventions to an individual's risk profile and symptoms. Readers are guided through how everyday choices shape neural resilience, why early warning signs matter, and how targeted lifestyle and medical steps may help protect memory, attention, and mood. The tone is action-oriented, aiming to translate complex research into doable routines, lab-informed decision-making, and ongoing self-assessment. For anyone concerned about long-term cognitive performance, it positions prevention and optimization as a continuous practice rather than a last-minute response. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a multi-cause model of cognitive decline and resilience. A central theme is that brain aging and cognitive decline rarely come from one isolated cause. The book organizes brain health around a systems view, where multiple inputs can either erode or reinforce cognitive performance over time. Instead of treating memory issues as an inevitable part of aging, it focuses on identifying contributors such as insulin resistance, chronic inflammation, hormonal shifts, vascular issues, nutrient insufficiencies, sleep disruption, and environmental exposures. This model helps readers understand why a single supplement, a single diet, or a single medication is often disappointing when used alone. It also clarifies why two people with similar symptoms may need very different plans. By describing patterns of risk and the mechanisms that connect body-wide health to neural function, the book encourages readers to think in terms of root causes and cumulative load. The practical payoff is a framework for prioritizing changes, reduce drivers that harm synapses and mitochondria, and build protective factors that support plasticity. This approach also supports earlier action, because small, correctable imbalances may be addressed before they compound into noticeable impairment. Secondly, personalized assessment and tracking for brain optimization. The book emphasizes that effective brain protection is personalized, grounded in measurement and iterative improvement. Rather than relying only on subjective feelings of fog or fatigue, it encourages structured assessment of cognitive function, health history, and lifestyle patterns, paired with clinically relevant biomarkers when appropriate. The purpose is not to medicalize daily life, but to reveal mismatches between what a person is doing and what their brain appears to need. Readers are introduced to the idea of establishing a baseline, then tracking changes in sleep quality, stress load, metabolic markers, inflammation indicators, and other health signals that correlate with cognitive performance. This measurement mindset supports smarter experimentation, adjust nutrition, exercise, sleep routines, or stress practices, then observe whether energy, focus, and memory improve. It also promotes earlier conversations with clinicians about preventable risks. By framing progress as a feedback loop, the book reduces guesswork and makes long-term adherence more realistic. The broader message is that cognitive longevity resembles fitness training. You assess where you are, apply targeted interventions, and reassess regularly so your plan stays aligned with your physiology and your goals. Thirdly, metabolic and nutritional strategies to support the brain, a major focus is the relationship between metabolism and cognition. The book explains how blood sugar instability, insulin resistance, and poor metabolic flexibility can affect the brain's energy supply and contribute to inflammation and oxidative stress. From that foundation, it promotes nutrition as a strategic tool, not a one-size-fits-all ideology. Readers are encouraged to prioritize nutrient density, adequate protein for aging brains, healthy fats, and fiber-rich plants while limiting highly processed foods that can worsen glycemic control. The discussion connects eating patterns to neurotransmitter balance, mitochondrial function, and vascular health, showing why dietary choices influence focus and memory. The book also highlights the role of key nutrients and cofactors that support neuronal repair and detoxification pathways, while cautioning that supplements should be chosen based on need rather than hype. Practical guidance centers on consistency, meal timing that supports metabolic health, and aligning intake with activity and sleep. By tying nutrition to measurable outcomes and individual variation, the book helps readers move beyond simplistic rules and toward a sustainable pattern that supports stable energy, better mood regulation, and long-term synaptic maintenance. Fourthly, sleep, stress, and daily habits that protect cognition. The book treats sleep and stress regulation as core pillars of cognitive longevity, not optional wellness add-ons. It describes how insufficient or fragmented sleep can impair attention and memory in the short term, while also undermining long-term brain maintenance through reduced restoration and impaired clearance of metabolic waste. Stress is presented as a double-edged sword. Acute stress can sharpen performance, but chronic stress and elevated cortisol can damage resilience, worsen mood, and disrupt sleep, creating a vicious cycle. From this perspective, everyday habits become powerful interventions. The book encourages routines that stabilize circadian rhythms, improve sleep duration and depth, and reduce nighttime disruptions. It also supports stress practices that are realistic, repeatable, and compatible with busy schedules, emphasizing consistency over intensity. Beyond sleep and stress, it highlights movement as a cognitive enhancer, connecting aerobic fitness, strength training, and mobility to blood flow, growth factors, and brain plasticity. The overall message is that small daily decisions accumulate into either protection or vulnerability. By systematizing habits and reducing friction, readers can build a lifestyle that sustains clarity, emotional balance, and sustained learning capacity over decades. Lastly, reducing hidden threats, inflammation, toxins, infections, and vascular risk. Another key topic is the set of less obvious factors that can quietly accelerate cognitive aging. The book underscores that chronic inflammation can stem from many sources, including poor metabolic health, autoimmune tendencies, periodontal disease, sleep apnea, and persistent stress. It also discusses how environmental exposures and biotoxins may contribute to brain symptoms in susceptible individuals, making reduction of exposure and improved detoxification capacity relevant considerations. Infections and immune activation are presented as potential contributors to brain fog and cognitive changes, especially when they become chronic or are not addressed holistically. Alongside these, the book highlights vascular health as a decisive determinant of brain performance, since neurons rely on steady delivery of oxygen and nutrients. That leads to attention on blood pressure, lipids, endothelial function, and lifestyle factors that affect circulation. The practical emphasis is on identifying and lowering burdens that keep the brain in a defensive state. Readers are encouraged to view prevention as risk reduction across multiple domains, improve oral and airway health, support immune balance, minimize harmful exposures, and strengthen cardiovascular fitness. By tackling these hidden threats, the book positions cognitive protection as comprehensive maintenance rather than a narrow memory program. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a proactive plan for lifelong cognitive performance, including health-conscious adults, midlife professionals noticing early brain fog, caregivers seeking prevention strategies, and clinicians or coaches looking for a structured framework. It can benefit a reader's life by turning anxiety about aging into concrete steps that support clearer thinking, steadier mood, and better energy. By emphasizing measurable risk factors and modifiable drivers, it encourages earlier action, when prevention and optimization are most achievable. The book also helps readers connect daily choices to brain outcomes, making it easier to prioritize sleep, movement, nutrition, and stress practices with a clear purpose. Compared with similar books that focus on a single diet, a single supplement stack, or generic brain games, it stands out for its multi-factor model and its insistence on personalization. That approach respects individual differences in metabolism, inflammation, and lifestyle constraints, which can make the recommendations more practical and more effective. For buyers deciding among brain health titles, its value is the combination of an understandable systems framework, actionable habit guidance, and an emphasis on tracking progress so improvements are sustained rather than temporary. If you would like to support Dale E.E. Bredesen, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.